money that we've been given, we're going to go out and buy the equipment straight away and get people trained up and get them mobile in the community. So we've just finished training, well, just finished this weekend training another 5 people. And I've got a list of, I think I've got about 5 to 10 people that want to attend another course. So, well, defibs would obviously, they're a lifesaver. So if anybody sort of needed a, was in a light, sort of life-threatening condition, then they would immediately use the defibrillator and the oxygen cylinders and medical equipment to maintain the patient until the ambulance crew arrive. I suppose if you had one in every street, ideally, then I suppose a lot more lives would be saved through certainly on a cardiac arrest, where unfortunately I think 70% don't actually survive just because of that time lapse. You know, if you can get to somebody within 5 minutes of having a cardiac arrest, then you stand a 80% chance of getting them back.